Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
And Paula is going to bring today the discipline of authentic movement. She's a teacher of embodied and contemplative practices. She's a founder of Freestone Studio. And I would also mention in the 90s, it's a really long time, but she started practicing the authentic movement discipline with the co-founder, Janet Adler. And she studied with her. And since then, she is practicing authentic movement, which is she's going to bring today. Plus, she's co-founder of a moving journal, and she's also co-author of some book. And I'm going to just mention, this is a webinar. People can't see each other, and you can't hear. I'm not sure if Paula would like have questions, but please do any chat. There will be some lots of interaction. And and anything else, please put to the chat or Q&A. Okay, I'm handing to Paula. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Monica. I'm really happy to be here and delighted to see and feel like I don't see, but feel so many of you from all over the world. And it's really amazing that this is happening. And just as we begin, I want to give a special thanks to Nina Kungarova in Russia, where she teaches the discipline of authentic movement as well. And she actually helped facilitate my being part of the conference, and today is graciously helping me in holding the space and keeping track of time. Thank you, Nina. So, yes,
hello.
Hi. Oh, hey, Nina. So as Monica mentioned, I'm going to be using chat a couple of times for to help us with the elements of practice. And so if you would like to not have your full name, just for confidentiality reasons, you feel free to use your first name or just initials. You can change that in the rename feature in the top of your little screen. And I'm also just wondering, if it's possible for me to see the chat right now.
If you go down to the panel, you should see chat, and if you press it, it should be on the right side.
Okay.
Or Q&A sometimes are more visible. You can choose.
Okay. I'm not seeing the chat, but
no.
Maybe we.
Q&A, can you see Q&A?
I do, nothing there. Anyway, so we'll work with that as when the time comes. So yes, so I'm Paula Sager, and I'm here in my studio in Rhode Island on the East Coast of the US. And I'm just, as I say, really happy to welcome each of you tuning in from wherever you are in the world. So welcome. I come to this work through the path of dance. And right now, as we begin, I'm remembering back to my dancer days. And I'm standing on stage in the dark, in the stillness, just before the lights go up. such a potent place. I think this may have been where I felt most alive, most intimate with myself as a performer. And as I say this word, intimate, I think of my teacher, Janet Adler, founder of the discipline of authentic movement. Our work in the discipline very much includes an embrace of mystery and the dark of the unknown. And it is completely centered in the intimacy of relationship. I remember Janet saying, "There is no offering of the discipline without you to receive it." So it feels very strange to be speaking about this practice when you're not here with me in my studio. You're not even visible on the screen. I can't see you and I can't hear you, but I feel my longing to know you. I want to know how you're doing. I want to see your faces, to hear your voices, and feel your physical presence. Especially in this time of so much unraveling, so much unveiling, and maybe, maybe so much evolving. Maybe we are always in this vast and boundless space together, but we just don't know it. And I keep wondering, what's here for us now to learn about invisible connection across distance? As I've been preparing for today, a circle keeps appearing. I want to show you. Sometimes it's a very ancient circle, a group of people, a community, moving and dancing in one circle. Sometimes it's an image I saw in the newspaper this summer of a woman in a park sitting cross-legged in a circle she had drawn around herself. A reminder of personal space in pandemic times. Sometimes it's just a whisper of a circle, an intimation of something new and possible. It could be that these three circles are embodiments of consciousness evolving through time. The circle as collective ritual, carrying and holding the group, and then the developing of individual consciousness, the self experienced as unique and separate from the group. And now here we are, trying to figure out how not to feel so isolated and separate. And perhaps realizing that, as Janet says, individual consciousness is necessary, but not enough. The work that Janet has spent the past 50 years studying and teaching is a process leading from embodied individual consciousness towards the possibility of conscious enough individuals bringing their full selves to participate in consciously embodied groups, collective bodies. Today, I'll be weaving together some history and background, along with some elements of practice as we meet from our separate spaces through our one-way screens. Here's the question I'm offering as a kind of experiment for today. Can we cultivate a more intimate sense of embodied relationship within our unique and separate selves so that we might discover something about the mystery of our connection and oneness with each other? So here we go. I want to begin with two aspects of ourselves that the discipline of authentic movement invites us toward knowing. One is what arises in us as movement and bodily experience. And the other is the part of us that is aware of the experience, our perception of what is happening. Often, and for the most part, these two, Experience and perception are merged, blended in a way we tend to be unconscious of. What is moving us? What is the source of impulse and action? First, I want to address the phenomenon of movement. As a dancer, I love the creative work of choreography and improvisation, and I remember an abiding curiosity. Where does the movement come from? And behind this question was a feeling of a doorway to a larger mystery. Maybe that's what brought me to this work. I don't know. We all find our way drawn into a place of something that then we recognize. And I think there's something that I recognized in this work that has to do with that being drawn to some larger mystery. So I want to begin here with a short practice just to explore this question of movement source. So I invite you to stand up, take a few steps back, and create some space for yourself. Or you can stay seated if you prefer. That's fine too. So I'm going to just tip this up and hope you can see. See what it's like to join me in this gesture, following my movement. How do your hands moving outward feel different from your hands coming together? What does the space around you feel like? What does touch feel like? And now bringing your hands to rest on your chest. In the stillness, we can listen for an impulse arising. Maybe one or both of your hands want to move. Maybe some part of your body is already moving. So we'll take a minute or two, just to follow what arises through your body. Maybe there'll be stillness. Maybe other sensations or emotion. Now bringing your moving to a close, slowly open your eyes, feeling where you are now, seeing where you are in your own space. And then let's make our way back to the screen again. This is a taste of mover consciousness, a sense of opening to a source of movement within yourself. What's here for you now? as you tune open to your own inner experience, whatever this is as important as anything I am saying. Your experience, your inner experience, is important. The first person to study and write about paying attention to an emerging impulse that I'm aware of was the dancer Isadora Duncan. She would stand alone for hours in her studio, not moving, her hands on her solar plexus, waiting for an impulse to begin to move, seeking and eventually finding what she called the central spring of all movement. In 1927, reflecting on what she discovered in these explorations, she wrote, "Do you not feel an inner self awakening deep within you?" A few decades later, in the 1950s, Mary Whitehouse also discovered this felt sense of an inner self awakening through movement. Mary, who had studied and performed with Mary Vigman and Martha Graham, transformed her West Los Angeles dance studio into an empty space, inviting students to close their eyes and move in her presence as she sat to the side, inviting them into an inner experience of moving and being moved. Janet has written at length of her gratitude to Mary as her teacher, and gratitude for all that she learned from Mary about entering the unknown and descending into inner realms through the body. Before meeting Mary, Janet had come to her own questions about accessing the unconscious through the body. As a young dance movement therapist, Janet worked with children who had been institutionalized because of severe autism. Some of you may have seen her groundbreaking film, Looking for Me, with its extraordinary footage of Janet moving with individual children, mirroring their spontaneous gestures, classically autistic gestures, reflecting their embodied world back to them. In the film, it's possible to see over time, just as Janet did, the dawning of relational consciousness within the child. Small sparks of awareness of themselves, awareness of another, of Janet, glimmers of something significant that years later, Janet would name the inner witness. Right now, I'm in the midst of working with my colleague, Bonnie Morrissey, in collaboration with Janet, on a book of Janet's collected writings. And in reading through 50 years of her writing, Bonnie and I were amazed to discover the word discipline in her very first published piece from 1968. So in describing her research and work with the children, she writes back then, "I was hesitant to demand of myself any laboratory discipline, as I knew it would involve a new kind of work." And then just a year later, in her journal recordings while working with Mary, Janet wrote, "It seems that this is the discipline I've been looking for, ready for." So to Mary's inquiry about self-development through a process of moving and being moved, Janet brought her own questions about consciousness developing because of relationship, because of the process of seeing and being seen. So here, we turn to that other aspect of ourselves, the part of us that perceives. From Mary, Janet received a form, and what she brought to this form was the recognition that relationship is the container, a kind of vessel shaped by the presence of one person embodying the role of mover, another person embodying the role of witness, and something else. The potency of the empty space between them. Within the vessel of relationship, the fullness of human experience, the dark and light, sorrows, joy, everything can be welcomed and held. Processes of transformation and healing can be held. In the presence of a witness and in relation to an emerging impulse, how do we feel about being seen? It could be, among many possible responses, that I don't want this to be seen, or how I long for someone to see me, or is this okay to be seen? Or who is seeing this? And each of these responses would inform whether we choose to follow an impulse or not. In the process of being seen by another, we learn to see ourselves. We can come to know more intimately our own patterns arising out of our personal history and also in relation to experiences of the numinous, the mystical, from a source that is not personal or historic. In the late 1970s, Janet transitioned from working as a dance movement therapist to her own path of teaching, guided by a question: who is the witness? This question and all that unfolded in studio practice with students over decades guided Janet's tracking of the discipline, maturing over time as its own distinct practice. And now there is a program called Circles of Four, founded by Janet with an international group of faculty, that is designed to prepare students who want to teach the discipline. Just going to take a sip of water. For me, this question, and in this work as well, this question, who is the witness, holds the deep desire that I imagine we all share to be seen and understood and welcomed as we are, as I am, in my essential wholeness. This question also holds the longing to know myself, to recognize the way my habits of mind, my projections and associations and judgments may cloud and obscure my perception of others, my clear seeing of others in their essential wholeness. In becoming aware of our inner processes of perception in the context of our experience, we may discover how harsh our inner observer can be, full of judgment directed toward ourselves, our bodies, toward other people and their bodies. But we may also discover another quality so completely different from this more critical inner voice that it can feel like a whole other being within us, a benevolent presence full of acceptance and compassion. This is the developing inner witness. In the practice of the discipline, this longing to know and see oneself clearly, to feel seen enough by an outer witness, leads organically to our longing to see others clearly. In this way, the path toward being a witness starts with being a mover, the beginning of a path of development that can lead from duality to unitive states of consciousness, where what is moving within and our perception of what is moving is consciously known and undivided. I wonder about your own experience of being seen. I wonder who comes to mind as someone in your life with whom you felt seen and appreciated as you are. It could be someone living or not, a family member or a teacher, a mentor or a colleague. It could even be someone you didn't know, who in a brief encounter said or did something that touched a deep essential place in you. I'm imagining right now we together, each of you and me, we could create a witness circle. As each one of us remembers the presence of such a person. And to help this become more tangible, you can, if you like, share in the chat just their first name or their initials as that you can do as a way of honoring confidentiality. So let's just take a moment with this and notice for yourself who arises. Oh, I see names pouring in. I feel each name appearing, a kind of honoring, a welcoming. I feel a sense that we're casting connective threads among ourselves. I feel a sense of us being joined. And notice for yourself what your experience is of a kind of witness circle that we're calling upon. What is the part of you? What is the part of us that opens to the possibility of being seen? I'm noticing how much closer I feel to each of you out there in so many places, as I see your naming of someone who you've felt seen by. I feel a lot of gratitude for this. And the names keep coming. Perhaps there is an invitation to a kind of space, a different kind of space than how we usually feel as we look at each other on our screens, or as we think of each other, or think of people being out there in the world who we can't see. Yeah, so another kind of space. And now, as we invoke this wide and loving circle of witnesses, I want to invite you into another brief movement experience in your own space. And so this is a taste of the discipline, a taste of witness consciousness. If you were here in my studio, I would guide you into the ritual practice of moving and witnessing. We'd begin standing in a circle. I would be the witness, and you would be movers. We'd make eye contact with each other, and we would feel the shape of our circle made vivid because of the presence of each one of us. And then we turn our attention to the emptiness made palpable because of our circle. So here's the experiment. Can we try this, even though we can't make eye contact? Even though we're miles, maybe thousands of miles away from each other? I wonder if the feeling and intention of this might be possible for us to create together. So we'll have about 5 minutes. We'll have about 5 minutes, and I'll be sitting in the chair here in my studio where I usually sit as witness, and today welcoming the presence and support of our witness circle. And now you can step back into your space. And again, if you prefer to stay seated, that's fine too. The guidelines are simple. If you find yourself moving quickly or with large gestures, open your eyes so you don't hurt yourself. In this way, we each person is taking responsibility for their own experience. And know that you can always choose not to follow an impulse, and you can open your eyes at any point if you need to. So after I ring the bell once to begin, you can close your eyes in the receptive space of not knowing, waiting, listening, feeling what arises in movement or stillness, knowing you can choose to follow an impulse or not. Just being with the unfolding of your own experience. And I will move into the chair that I usually sit in as witness. And then after 5 minutes, I'll ring the bell 3 times and you can open your eyes and make your way back to the screen. And I will meet you here again. Now bringing your movement to a close. Open your eyes. Feeling where you are now. Seeing where you are in your own space. And now, making your way back to the screen. If you were here in my studio, returning from the movement practice, I would want you to know that as a witness, I'm here seeing you and available for eye contact, which can be the most direct way we can have an embodied sense of being seen. Notice for yourself anything you may feel about being seen or not being seen. And I so long for each one of you to feel seen enough in this moment. May our witness circle support the presence of your inner witness. In the discipline of authentic movement, this ritual form of moving and witnessing is followed by a ritual practice of speaking and listening. The practice of cultivating our relationship to the realm of language and consciously embodied speech is an important part of the discipline. It's the part of the practice that for me keeps growing richer and deeper all the time. In turning to our inner experience from the movement, how do we speak without betraying our embodied experience? How do we listen for what's ready to be spoken, what's ready to be more known? We discover this by staying close to the ground of embodiment, our physical bodies, speaking out of our experience, not about our experience. Since we can't be together, sitting in a circle in the same physical space, listening to each other speak, I'd like to suggest another ritual as a way to share, if you like, something of your moving experience. So we can use chat as a way to welcome your voice. So first, take a moment to see if there is a gesture or a place in your movement that you feel drawn to. As you remember and let this place arise in you again, what do you know about where you are in space? What part of your body is moving or still? Maybe some other sensations or maybe emotion that you come to feel here in this place. So choose just one place or one gesture, letting your embodied experience guide your words. Notice how the experience comes alive if you write in present tense. Here's some examples I'm just making up. I'm lying on the floor, my arms stretched overhead as I roll and roll and roll. Or I'm sitting in a chair, my hands rise up covering my eyes. I see darkness. Or, I don't know where I am. Oh, I'm standing. My hands are reaching into nothing. I feel afraid. Or, I'm standing. My hands are reaching. I feel you near. I feel safe. Or, however the words come for you. Words that bring you closer to your own embodied experience. So when you're ready, you can type in a sentence. And it's also fine to choose silence, not writing. containing your experience within you. The silence of choosing not to speak, choosing to inwardly hold one's embodied experience, is not the same as repressing one's voice or being silenced. So, we have, I'm still trying to figure out how to see the chats. I can see them coming in one by one, many coming in.
Yeah, they should be on your, if you look at the bottoms, there is, I can maybe read it later for you, or I don't know how is the best, because yeah, it would be nice.
Is it possible to see them all?
Yes, they are.
Yes. Say yes, so why am I not seeing that? I don't know. Mm-hmm.
If you have a look at the bottom toolbar, there should be an icon.
I see, yes, I got it. Thank you so much. Yes. Oh, so I'm just gonna read to some, I wish I could read them all. Coming back home as in child's pose, feeling safe as closer to my truth, just there. I'm sitting on the ground, my legs spread wide, my dog's head resting soft on my thigh. I find a wall and my arms stretch up and my whole body elongates in your presence. I'm feeling lost. My movement feels disconnected, not being connected physically. I am standing. Whoops, it's gone. My left hand moves, elbow bent to my face and touches, skin to skin, hand on face, tenderness. So once you have offered your voice, you may want to scroll down, taking in the voices of others, the experiences of others from within our shared space. So much happening all at once, all around the world. Here we are in our bodies, listening to what unfolds from within us, finding our voice to share. I notice as I read how present I feel in myself as I hear and take in these details. So many voices. I'm crying. I want you to see me. I see this. so much that we are each carrying, holding so much within each of our bodies. So much longing for a connection from these deeper places, these more intimate places of ourselves. I have a candle here. I'm going to just raise my candle. As we feel ourselves in this possibility of a space, of a shared space, of a shared human space, a place to be human as we are with each other. I'm imagining you each holding a candle and that sense of a light as your inner witness. May your inner witness continue growing stronger, brighter, more available. May we be guided by our own inner wisdom. May our coming together in such spaces draw forth deeper wisdom, because we are together. What is it like? What is it like to feel each of us, ourselves, as part of something much, much larger? There's something that feels very simple about this, uncomplicated. So, as we prepare to close, I want to thank each and every one of you for participating, for being here, for offering yourself in this experiment. May it unfold in ways that are healing, transformative for each of us, for the world. Thank you. So, Monica, I will turn it back to you.
I just feel very speechless because it was a very deep experience. And I find the stillness and silence really speaks sometimes more. And I felt really I will have to digest a lot. I feel some way sad we can't see the people and people couldn't see you. There was one night somebody wants to see you. Somebody wants to be seen so much that he was crying and was very, yeah. It's very hard transition now just to announce what is happening next without, I felt has to be some transition. But thank you so much for this experience. People really felt touched because I'm reading what's the, I don't know if you can maybe save the chat, would be really worthy. There are lots of gratitude chat and in the chat and feeling beautiful offering. It was actually a privilege to witness as well. Before I will announce, after this session, there will be a little bit Peter Levine, but after Peter Levine in this channel, Dance and Creativity, will be next session about five rhythms, moving meditation with Lucia Horan. That's what I want to announce. It will be something interesting as well for people. And I felt there is lots of links in the chat, but I believe people visiting a lot. There is a private Facebook group. You can go to the coffee breaks. You can chat. Yeah, our sponsors of the channel as well is written. And please, 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 if you can go and upgrade, that would be an amazing, because it's really worth it to really digest, watch again, witness again, be part again. Yeah, and keep spreading the practice. But before we finish, there is lots of link in the chat, but if you can really spread the word, if you felt like you want to upgrade, that would be really thank you to all people, because it's very, such a big conference and offer for free, which is very unusual as well. I want to mention that. But before ending, I would like to ask Paula for any top tip to stay embodied.
And I'm sorry, can you say that again? For any
top tip to stay embodied.
Oh, okay. So here, something is emerging. We are listening. Each one of us staying close to what is moving within. Staying close to our embodied experience. Listening for what is ready to be spoken.
I would say just amen. There are two questions. Do you want to answer? There are two questions in the Q&A. I'm not sure if you have a little bit of time, but how does the presence of witness alter the mover's movement experience and inner observer? I'm not sure if it's the time, to be honest, but.
Do we have time? That is such a big, deep question. It's in some way, I feel like that the practice is where we begin to discover, I don't know, even know if it's an answer, but to discover what our own experience is of how the presence of a witness can be so powerful on as we turn to our inner experience. And I think it's so, you know, to close your eyes and go in, to have someone holding that space, I think it really allows us to, that, you know, it speaks to trust, that there's something about trust and feeling safe enough that we can go to deeper places than we might necessarily find ourselves generally able to on our own.
Okay. Thank you so much. One more time, Paula. Thank you so much for this experience.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Embodied Conference. Thank you so much. See you in another circle.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye, Nina. Thank you. Thank you, Anna.